when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, on the water turning blue with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Petty Officer Jerry Goss, Petty Officer Hersey Warren, Seaman Richard Kane, Petty Officer James Lupton, Petty Officer Anthony Mendel, Sergeant Jack Raper, United States Marine Corps, Petty Officer John Smith Jr., Petty Officer Alexander Thompson, Lieutenant Stephen Toth, United States Navy. Chief Petty Officer Melvin Smith. Petty Officer Thomas Thornton. Petty Officer Francis Brown. Petty Officer Robert Eisenberg. Seaman Lawrence Hayden. Seaman Lawrence Hoare. Chief Petty Officer R. Lynn. Lieutenant Commander Philip Armstrong, United States Navy. Corporal Edward Raymeyer, United States Marine Corps. David Marlborough, Seaman. Lieutenant James Pierce, United States Navy. David Skolak, Seaman. John Spitzer, Petty Officer. Philip Tadecki, Petty Officer. Petty Officer Frederick Walton. Seaman Gary Blanchard. Petty Officer Ronnie Campbell. Petty Officer William Allenbaugh. Civilian Alan Blue, Petty Officer Jerry Converse, Petty Officer Curtis Graves, Petty Officer Alan Higgins, Seaman James Lenau, Petty Officer Dwayne McGrath, Seaman Carl Nagrin. People, those were the 34 names of the sailors and Marines that were slaughtered on the decks of the United States ship Liberty on June the 8th of 1967 by the Israelis, our wonderful, precious Israelis, our allies. They tried to sink that ship. We're going to talk more about that. You've heard us talking about it all month. This has been United States Ship Liberty Memorial Month here at Blood River Radio, and it will be for as long as Blood River Radio is around. In the month of June will be United States Ship Liberty Memorial Month. You've heard us talk about it since we were down in Pensacola, Florida, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of this month, and we'll probably talk about it a little bit more tonight. But people, I just want you to know, there's nothing like reading names. It's easy to come on here and say, oh, 34 sailors and Marines got killed, 174 were wounded. But I think we should honor those people by actually reading their names, and it really hits home. It really does. And, you know, I got out of order on purpose because it's kind of a special thing. And this will be the conclusion of United States Ship Liberty Month until next year. The people, you also know the drill. If you will, please bow your heads. Even if you're not a Christian, please honor Liberty News Radio and Blood River Radio and respect our religion. It's because we are all hardcore Christians here. So if you will, just bow your head, please. Almighty Father God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, please, please, please continue to bless our radio show. Bless Liberty News Radio and Blood River Radio. We work very hard, Lord, as you know, to try to bring you, your word, to minister to the world. your son, your blessed son, Jesus Christ, the only name under the sun in which men should be saved. Oh, Lord, please give us the wisdom and the discernment to know your will and to know what you have for us to do. And, Lord, give us the strength to do it. Lord, do not let us shirk from our responsibility here on this show. Let us always charge forward. Let us never, never shirk. Let us always ride to the sound of the gunfire. And, Lord, just bless all of our dear people that listen to this show. If you will, bless the dear survivors of the United States Ship Liberty. And, Lord, we ask all this in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Once again, I said, Lord, Jesus Christ died for us lowly sinners while we were yet sinning. It's the only name under the sun which man can be saved. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. People, I'd like to end. Thank you. I would also like to announce a donor. We've had a lot of donors, as you well know. I could not have gone to Pensacola, Florida without the tremendous outpouring of financial support that sent me down there. We had another fellow, Kenneth of New York. Kenneth is I'm amazed. He donates several times a month. I love that guy. I've got to write him a letter. But thank you so much, Ken. We could not have done what we've done. We could have stayed on the air. I can't believe we're going on the air. We're on almost 3 years. Anyway, people, now I'm going to shut up. We got a fantastic guest. We have this guy we've been chasing, trying to get on for 6 or 7 weeks. And thanks to Sam. Sam moved heaven and earth today. We've got a new telephone system because, if you might know, our telephone rates skyrocketed. It would cost probably $300 an hour, because they target us. You know that. You know why they target Blood River and Liberty News. But thanks to Sam, we've got a way around it, and we've made it affordable to bring our guests on from international calls. And who's that guest I'm talking about? We're talking about the one and only General Mick Glasovic. We're also bringing on the one and only Jason Robb, attorney at law. We will introduce them more fully because I want them to give their bio when we bring them on. How are you doing tonight, my brother, my dear friend, General Nick?
Well, excellent. I'm overjoyed to hear you, and kudos to you and your team for spreading the truth. And you have very few people talking about true Christianity. Jesus Christ is being put on the back burner, but as we know that the only hope for humanity is the tradition, which today is being rejected, and we're facing an abyss. But in the end, we know who the winner will be.
Absolutely. General, I can't tell you how overjoyed I am to have you on tonight. Our other guest, we're going to bring him on in just a second. He knows we were laughing. I called him before the show and told him we had chased you all over creation. I know you, and we're going to get you to tell all about, as much as you can, where you've been. But before we bring our other guests on, I'm just going to give a quick bio because I know the general is one of the most humble people I've ever known. The general, he was born in 1954, I believe in the Baltic states of Croatia and maybe Bosnia. We'll get him to explain that to us later maybe. His family had to immigrate. They had to flee to Canada to get away from the communists. His grandparents were actually put in, grandmother and or grandfather were actually put in prison by the Luciferian Bolshevik communists in Eastern Europe. He went to Canada. He joined the Canadian Army, served 5 years in the Canadian Army. He did a 1.5 year stretch in the French Foreign Legion, and he fought in the Croatian War of Independence. He's also a sitting member of the Croatian Parliament. He is extremely humble, extremely knowledgeable. I can't think of a weak spot, and I'm just humbled to have him for a friend. We also have Jason Rupp, a general. We have a fellow on. He's another one of your admirers, and I admire both of you guys. His name is Jason Robb. I call him my spirit son. I won't call him my illegitimate son like I do sometimes. But anyway, I love the guy to death. He's younger than my youngest daughter. He's an attorney over Western Arkansas, and I'll let him explain more about his bio. So, Jason, say hello to General Nick tonight. Introduce yourself, if you don't mind, young fella.
Eddie and I, we were laughing about trying to track you down. So we're finally very pleased to have you on the air.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yes, we are pleased to have him on. But you go ahead. You know, you probably heard me read the general's bio before I started asking him questions. Jason, do you have any specific questions you'd like to ask the general? And also give me a little bit of your background if I left out anything. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, yeah, well, like you said, Eddie, I'm an attorney here in our Northwest Arkansas. I am the son of Pastor Thomas Robb, who's Identity Christian minister here in Arkansas, as well as the national director of the Knights Party, which is a Klan organization here in the United States. And I've been raised in this white resistance movement all my life, and our goal is obviously to bring a white Christian revival to our people. And so that is our goal and our agenda, and we're just pleased to see so many people, you know, on this show, you know, that's waking up and fighting for our race and our culture that is desperately being lost every single day, not only here in America, but worldwide, in Croatia and other countries in Eastern Europe and Western Europe. Just our culture is being attacked. And so it's good to have a show here with Blood River Radio that is sounding that alarm and hoping to awaken our people.
Thank you so much. And, you know, dear General, we're getting ready to go to a break. When we come back, we'll start with the General. And as we see openings, we'll bring Jason in. It's kind of, it's more of an art than a plan on this radio. People will be right back. You've heard the great guests we've got, and we'll return just after a second, just in a second or two after this break.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, wherever you are listening in the world, as you well know, this is June the 26th in the year of our Lord and Savior, 2021. We've said many times here, Jesus Christ Almighty, the only name under the sun which man can be saved. And with that, we're going to go right back to the general. I have 1,000 questions for the general, and I'm sure that when I wind down, I'm sure that Jason Robb, is going to be flying shotgun, riding shotgun tonight. I'm sure he'll have some questions too. But General, I just can't tell you how excited I am and how thrilled I am to have you. Like I was telling Jason earlier, I thought it was probably a 1 in 7 chance we could get you on. I'm a gambler, you know, and I thought it was probably 1 chance in 7 we'd get you on. I was so delighted. We didn't find out we were going to get the general on for sure till about 2 hours before showtime, and Sam had pulled his magic. Also, we were on a new system. I think Sam calls it a hybrid system. Jay calls it something else. By the way, Jay's out tonight. He had to go to a wedding, him and Cameron. But we have Jay. We have Sam. We have Miss Bethany. Miss Bethany just graduated from high school just recently. But anyway, General, you've been gone so long, and you've been involved in so many things. I mean, I have no idea where you was, what you're doing. I know you were just out of the country. But I know there's a lot going over there with their allies, so-called allies, United States and NATO, moving in into probably, I've heard, into the Ukraine, into the Black Sea, and trying to do their normally dastardly deeds and trying to start World War III. What's been going on over there with you, General, and fill us in on what you've been doing the past 6 weeks?
Well basically, my friend Eddie and... again, my greetings to all your associates and guests on the radio, your listeners. God bless them all. And I'd just like to say that basically we're fighting the same fight here as you are in the United States. We're fighting the fight against moral relativism, Bolshevik Satanism, you know, basically the culture of death. So the same things that are happening in Europe that are happening in the United States globally. And we talked several times about external threats the last time I was on, basically China. And I think today I mentioned to you, Eddie, that a Chinese woman that lived through the Cultural Revolution, Mao's Cultural Revolution, she witnessed what happened there. And we had the same template of brainwashing being pushed in the West through institutions, non-government agencies. The typical brainwashing, except the pod speak of communism. And what's frightening is that people are accepting this. We're not pushing back hard enough. So we're basically balancing on the edge of an abyss. But in the end, we know who will win. But it'll be a battle. So as I said before, there's no freedom without bloody underwear. So we have external enemies and internal enemies. And it's frightening to see what's happening in the United States with this critical race theory. It's basically... It's a Trojan horse tactic employed by the communists, the satanic left, to undermine the very basics of not just critical race theory, but the Frankfurt School is active, abortion. They're basically pushing the culture of death. And the further away the West drifts away from its Christian roots, the tougher the fight will be. But up into Bosnia, we have them. Croatian Christian minority there, and it's basically we're still dealing with the after effects of the last war, and we're basically fighting for biological survival, because the Muslims did not come into Bosnia and the Ottoman Empire, the Turks, they did not come there with a Quran. There was no inter religious dialogue. They came there with fire and sword. And they destroyed all the Christian churches, and they built mosques. They're doing this now. They're marking territory. I'm talking about after this last war, the Bosnian Muslim minority. They're building mosques. They're basically marking territory. So as far as we've seen what militant Islam is capable of, and I think that's one of our external threats. We have China, the communist threat, because they've never changed. As you know, they've had a war, basically, or actually not a... There was a war in the 50s between India and China. That now they're pushing that corridor, the Chinese through to Pakistan. We've seen the... in Burma, we've seen the government, the coup d'etat, where the military's taken over. And the Chinese are behind that. 99% are behind that coup d'etat in Burma. We have hundreds of dead people there. So basically, they have no qualms. And the West is basically, they're backing down at every... We don't have Europe does not have a concrete external foreign policy to deal with migration, population replacement, and so on and so forth. And the internal, again, the enemy is internal. It's the Frankfurt School, Bolshevik Satanism, gender ideology. Canada is de facto finished as a nation because of their ultra-leftist leanings. So it's a global battle. not just at the political, but at the cultural, and above all, as you mentioned at the beginning of your program, the spiritual and metaphysical level.
Yes, sir. I tell you what, General, it's so complex what you described, what's going on in the world. It's what you told me tonight. It's pretty scary. I didn't know that the Muslims had made that great of an inroad into Eastern Europe there, into Croatia. There was
a Muslim minority. We fought the Muslims. There was jihad was exported to Bosnia during this last war from 1992 to 95. And the remnants are still there, basically. And what's happening is the Christians there are fighting for their biological survival.
Wow.
Politically.
Well, General, how is that? That's kind of like a cold, hot war. And how are the Christians faring in this war?
Yeah. What we have between the Schengen border, which is the European Union border, and the southern wing of NATO, which is Greece, Turkey, we have a black hole. We have all these conflicts that are not being resolved over the centuries are still, they're basically, the war there has stopped. The war has stopped in Kosovo also. But the issues have not been resolved. We have this Croat Federation. It's a federation. We have the Serbian mini-state. It's fairly complex if people don't understand the background. But basically, we know that for people to understand is that the Ottoman Empire, the Muslim, the jihad, got to the gates of Vienna, where they were stopped in the 17th century. That area has been sort of a battleground over the centuries, since the fall of Constantinople. The Eastern Roman Empire fell to the Turks in 1463. And for four centuries, that area, Central Europe, Southeastern Europe, was a battleground between Christianity and Islam. So we see militant Islam now is relocating from the Middle East to places like Nigeria, Chad, Somalia, and so on and so forth. We also have a crisis now in Sudan and Ethiopia. But these are all things that, as I said before, God is the Spirit of God moves through history, and then we know who the winner is in the end. But the way things are going, the Christians may be in the catacombs as they were during the first century of Christianity, but the fight goes on.
That's incredible. We'll be going to our first break in just a minute, but I would like to say it sounds pretty bleak there, General, what you just described. And let me ask you this question now, and I think I know the answer. What is the position of the United States and versus the positions of Russia under Putin with their the policies that they have taken with the Christians in this part of the world over there in Bosnia and Croatia and Herzegovina? What is the policy, for instance? Start with the Russians first.
Well, basically, first, I think Russia, Christianity, the Eastern Christianity is being rejuvenated in Russia, the former Soviet Union. In Russia, you will not see in Russia homosexual parades, or same-sex marriages, or moral relativism. The Russians are a proud people, and they will not let anyone tell them. They will not infiltrate their culture. It's something that's not a part of Russian tradition, which unfortunately, the European Union has allowed. There are still several countries in the European Union that are holding out. One is Hungary, and the other one is Poland.
Well, General, that's good news. Yeah. We have to go to a quick break, and we come back. I'm sure Jason Robb, who's been hanging on patiently, I'm sure he'll have a few follow-up questions too, as I will for the rest of the show. We'll be right back, people. We have the great one and only General Glastovico, and we also have my little brother, my little son, excuse me, spirit son, Jason Robb. Be right back.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of George Floyd wants Congress to pass a package of police reform bills. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has already begun working on it. In Minneapolis, former officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced on Friday after being convicted of murdering George Floyd earlier this year.
22 and a half years is not enough. We were served a life sentence. We can't get George back. Gianna can't hug George again.
George Floyd's nephew, Brandon Williams. In South Florida, a fire burning underneath a collapsed condominium complex is hampering the search for survivors.
It's extremely difficult to locate the source of the fire, and so they've been working around the clock.
Surfside, Florida Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. 159 people have been reported missing. Four people have been found dead. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A hot air balloon crashed in Albuquerque, New Mexico after hitting a power line, killing four people and leaving one person hospitalized in critical condition. Witnesses say the hot air balloon hit a power line at around 7 a.m. local time, after which the basket crashed to the ground and the envelope floated away. The victims range in age from 40 to 60, and the pilot is among the dead. The Public Service Company of New Mexico reported thousands of power outages due to the crash. At least three people died on Friday when a man went on a stabbing spree in Würzburg, Germany. The attacker stabbed multiple people, leaving at least three people dead. Bavarian Interior Minister Joachim Herrmann told reporters that five people were in serious condition in the hospital. Local police arrested a suspect after shooting him in the thigh. They identified him as a 24-year-old Somali man who had a violent past and a history of mental illness. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, welcome right back to Blood River Radio. And without further ado, we're going to go to Jason. Rob, I'm sure he's got plenty of questions. You know, we scheduled Jason tonight. We had no idea. We didn't think we were going to be able to get the general. We'll hold it on the last minute. But there's going to be plenty for us all, for these two guys to talk about. So, Jason, fire away with the questions that you have for the general, if you will, fella.
Yes, General. You hadn't mentioned, the critical race theory and of course, here in America, we have that going on. We have what's called, the woke, society, where, the intentional teaching of, teaching our kids and the youth about how evil America is and how, racist this country is and how bad, the founding forefathers are. Do you see in Croatia and in Europe over there, especially where you're at, do you see that element being taught in the schools there? Are students being taught in their own form and version of the woke society, the critical race theory? Do you see that happening in the school systems there about how kids are being taught to hate their country and their culture, or is that not being as prevalent over there?
Yeah, it's
it's fairly global in the West. I think we have this it's a double tragedy. It's one, we're abandoning the Christian roots of the West, and we're preaching this new ideology, critical race theory, gender theory, which is we're abandoning order, blind order, excellence. We see this destruction of the educational system, the Frankfurt School, where you have these gender studies.
Right.
So, modern art. But, yeah, this is happening. As a matter of fact, you had just recently the European football. The championships are on now, the soccer championships. And you have people kneeling. The Black Lives Matter is a sort of a remembrance for... But this is a minority terrorizing the majority. And I think that we know that the major cause of death among black men in the United States is they're, look at the murder rate in Chicago now.
Right.
And what happens? We've abandoned moral morality and responsibility.
Right.
For example, if you state that, so it's I think the same battles being fought, as I said, at the metaphysical level. But the sad thing is that people are, we live in this throwaway culture where the attention span of people is basically 15 minutes at most. And if you see what's happening in South Africa, it has 8 times the murder rate of any country in Europe, for example. Blacks are killing blacks. We remember Uganda, where Idi Amin was. We remember Rwanda, where a million people were killed with hatchets and so on and so forth. So female genital mutilation. We still have slavery in Mauritania.
Right.
And the United States in Europe is a beacon of freedom. And if you listen to this lady that survived Mao's Cultural Revolution, she's amazed at what's happening, because this Marxist ideology, it's crossed the Atlantic and it's rooting itself in the best, which was once the finest country in the world. People saw it as a beacon of light. But this is basically darkened before dawn. As I say, the fight goes on.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know there was a recent poll here in the United States where I believe 40% of students said they were open to the idea of socialism, Marxism, as a form of government. And I think that's just really, really surprising and really terrifying to think that, you know, you have, you know, the youth growing up thinking that, you know, Marxism is an acceptable idea and not realizing the death and destruction, as you said, that what it causes, and not really truly understanding that. And of course, that's all part of the critical race theory. And I think a lot of people, you know, listeners here in the United States, you know, Blood Red Radio, probably think that that's just happening here in the United States. And I don't think they truly understand that it's a global effort. Wherever our people are at, there's an intent to destroy Christian society and our morals. And I don't think that people really truly understand that that's happening all over the place, not just here in the United States, but like you said, South Africa, Europe. This is a real agenda of destroying our people. Do you see people wakening up? I mean, do you see them kind of starting to be more vocal against Marxism and this agenda to destroy, you know, Christian societies and our culture? Do you see people kind of getting frustrated with that and waking up over there, or not?
Well, people are fighting back. We had a referendum in Croatia where the people took to the streets and said marriage is an institution between a man and a woman. We've rejected this, but the European Union is just pushing these gender laws down all of the... It's pushing its non-Christian values, because we forget that there are still communist parties all over Europe. And in the European Union, we have people. We have pedophiles in the European Union Parliament. That class from 1968, sex, drugs, and rock and roll generation. basically right. cultural Marxist, and Europe is infiltrated with this disease. What we will never hear about in the West is you never hear about the millions of deaths that Marxist regimes are responsible for. In China, where you have and also the Soviet Union, where children ratted out on their parents that were killed by these regimes. Communism, Bolshevik Satanism, is the most immoral and destructive ideology in human history, and it's making a comeback. It's getting a new facelift. Part of it is critical race theory, as I said before, moral relativism, the Frankfurt School, this airbrushed socialism. It's all basically the same. Excuse my language, the same shit, different flies.
Right.
You have periodicals like the New Left Review, and basically what we see now, not only it's also not just this socialism, it's this total social anarchy. We have
right.
feminists like Judith Butler attacking the. Remember, I think Ruth Ginsburg. She just the Supreme Court judge. I think she passed away last year.
Right.
The United States with the Roe and Wade. You yourself being a professional, a lawyer, a man of a professional man, you're aware of the Roe and Wade implications of what's happened in the United States. Abortion. How can anybody justify the slicing up of children in the womb? So it's an attack on the family. The first part of the Frankfurt School is if you attack the family, which is the Christian family, is the basis of civilized society. Once that is destroyed, I think that the statistics now in the United States is half of families are, you have one-parent families. And I just recently saw a recruiting video about the comparing the Russian recruiting video for Russian armed forces in the United States. The Russians, you know, you have your guys doing push-ups, small arms training, and then you have an American girl. She works. I guess she's a non-com, working with air defense systems, and she says she has two mothers.
Right.
So,
I saw that.
I just couldn't believe
the video.
So, yeah, it's systematic idiotization of people. But another thing, as I said before, is if people don't push back, apathy is basically the new atheism.
Do you see what we sometimes call here in the United States enclaves? Do you see kind of a natural population shift where you're having more of your traditional Christians, white Christians in particular, or families kind of naturally moving to areas where they're around other like-minded people? Or is that even occurring over there?
Well, Croatia, fortunately, is a Christian country. It's a Catholic country, and it's Christian because to retain our identity here, we had that. We were under Islamic siege for four centuries.
Right.
So, guys, we have to go to a break.
Older women practice crosses on their hands.
We have to go to a quick break, General. We'll be right back after this break. We'll go right back to the General as soon as we get done with this break, people. Hold on. Be right back.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people, unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Well, people, thank you so much for holding on. I hope you're enjoying this interview as much as I am. I'm doing what I like to do. I think it's my talent. My talent is finding talent. I like to get the best people I can, get them on the air together, and sit back and let them do the marvelous job that these two gentlemen are doing tonight. The General and as well as Jason threw out some great comments. The General talked about the lady in that video. I saw it. And I'm just going to make a few comments. We'll go right back to my great guest. They make me look great. They make this show look good. The lady, the Chinese lady, I wish I could have played that video, but I didn't have time to get it up because Sam was already working, moving heaven and earth, getting this show together today. But she basically says she grew up under Maoist China from the age of 6 years old. And they were taught that the Maoists, the communists there, they used, they didn't have race there because, you know, it was China. It's probably 99.9% Chinese. So they couldn't use the race card. What they did, they used the class card. You know, basically what I say, if your neighbor has $1 more than you do, then they're their rich oppressor. Here, they have used race. And that's where this critical race theory comes in. She confronted the this Chinese lady confronted the local school board and told them, basically, that was garbage. That was garbage they were teaching them, and that it was the exact same blueprint print that the Chinese brought. They brought into their system to get the people fighting each other. That's for sure. And I'd like to make another comment. You know, the General mentioned the pedophiles in Europe. Man, we were just covered. They're like flies here in the United States, especially our Congress. We have a fellow inspector. Jim Rothstein, he's probably going to be on within about a month or so. He's recuperating, but he is an expert in this pedophilia stuff. But he said, conservatively speaking, at least one-third of all of your representatives in the House and the Senate are pedophiles, drug dealers, Satan worshipers. And, you know, the General also, we're getting ready to get off of this, the General also mentioned this this Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Man, what a demon. You know, she studied. She said every day when she got up in the morning, she studied her Talmud. And I would like to add, the full name for that is the Babylonian Talmud, and it's just it's just straight out of the pit of hell. But and I like to also mention this: it's just always the same old enemy. If you go to the bottom of the garbage pile, you'll always find the same old enemy. It's the Jewish Luciferian Bolshevik communist. If you draw a circle, I'm almost through. If you draw a circle, you have communism, at least Judaism, Luciferianism, Satanism, communism, Lucifer. It's all one and the same. And ask any Orthodox rabbi, and they'll tell you that. Anyway, back to you, General. I just wanted to, you've made so many comments, so many points. I can't even keep track of all of them. But go ahead, General.
Well, not to take your torture with my monologue, but I think it's always important to remember we have to speak the truth. And there's a saying, it goes something like this: if you speak the truth, you won't have a lot of friends, but the ones you do have, the ones that remain will be true friends. So I think you have a very tight-knit group that's witnessing the truth on Blood River Radio. But again, the pendulum always swings in the opposite direction. So for every action, there's a counter-reaction. And I think that this undermining of Western culture, where you underline the political, but you try to you reject the moral and the cultural, I think that's going to backfire with some of these people. You have, for example, in Poland, Poland's holding on. Poland even has gay-free zones, and they were marching for their country. And so we have to understand also that these cheap shots that these leftists, these demonic leftists uses, they capture, they occupy the vocabulary and the narrative. So if you ask the common man on the street to name one concentration camp in the Gulag Archipelago, which, as you know, Eddie, you spoke of about him before, the great Russian author Alexander Solzhenitsyn mentioned, to mention one camp, there were 18 million souls passed. And we talk about slavery. How come no one talks about the tens of millions of slaves, Stalin slaves, that were worked to death at 30, 40 below zero? Or the biggest, for example, people know nothing about this even in Europe because the communists have covered their crimes. We have in Croatia and Slovenia, the bordering country north, we found this was totally unknown until this last war started. And unfortunately, we never got rid of our communists. We got rid of we had a war there. We retook our country back, but we never got rid of the old cadres. That Trojan horse remained, and a soldier of mine, he had tears in his eyes because he lost his brother in the war. He said, "General, we butchered the wrong pig. These guys are still here. They're in Congress. They're taking over Canada. We have them in our parliament. They propagate the culture of death. They totally reject spirituality. They believe people are soulless. So then, and if you don't believe in God and you have no higher values, you're basically." That's why this communist ideology killed 110 million people. Not to mention how many lives they destroyed. They tortured people. I see political prisoners that were force-fed on the street now in Croatia's capital, Zagreb. These people, they served 7-8 years for example, slandering the great leader, Tito. And you can see them downtown, and they're the people that prosecuted them are living in villas, driving Mercedes Benzes. So it's justice delayed is justice denied. But as I said again, the spirit of God moves through history, and we know who will win in the end. But we have to fight. We can't stand back because I'll mention again that atheism, or actually that apathy is the new atheism.
I've got to remember that. What do you think about that, Jason?
Well, I think he's absolutely right. I think, unfortunately, our people have, white Christians, the standard bearers for so long have, fought against this evil and the devil, Marxism. We fought against that, but for the last, 50, 60, 70 years, we have, as our people have, been conditioned to be apathetic, to believe in just that we're all the same and just everyone has the right to do whatever they want, which is really an attack on Christianity. And our people have really been conditioned to be apathetic. And so I believe that as a people, we have to be energetic. We have to be out there doing what we can to sound this alarm. And so often, our churches have always been the standard bearers, and unfortunately, they have been infiltrated by this insidious, one world humanist Marxist agenda. It's crept into our traditional Christian churches, and now we see our churches really have started to accept this idea of homosexuality and miscegenation. And I think as a result of that, you know, we see our people, our civilization has started to decay because our churches have started doing the exact same thing. They no longer really teach about Christianity, about, you know, separating ourselves, you know, from the enemy to be a standard bearers. We don't see that anymore, even from our churches. And I think, obviously, we see that here in America. And I believe we probably see that in Europe as well, where, you know, a lot of these churches really don't want to be controversial. They just kind of want to be on the, you know, the backside and just kind of not really do anything that's going to be controversial, to call them a racist or homophobic or anything like that. And so hopefully, hopefully people, you know, regardless, our people need to be more vocal. They need to do whatever they can to help awaken their people. And so often they think that, well, they can't do anything. There's just one person, you know, but, you know, they need to be vocal as much as possible. They need to get involved in politics. They need to be talking to their families and friends and not just sit on the sideline. I think that's probably one of the worst things that a person can do is just be apathetic. Because our enemy definitely are not being apathetic. They're being very aggressive, and they're doing whatever they can to promote this evil agenda.
You know, Jason, the general told me, I've got several of his quotes here that they're just absolute gems of wisdom. You've nailed it. We have one church here in Memphis. I mean, it's one of the oldest, most blue blood churches. It's supposed to be a Baptist church too, Southern Baptist church. And I've been told that they have a homosexual minister there. And as a matter of fact, the sign outside says a new, the better way to be Baptist. Well, that's before I go back to the general. The general also said, and this has to do with Blood River Radio, the general said that an unspoken truth is worse than a lie. That was General Nick Glastovic on my wall, says in May of 2021. And you are so right, General. So we're trying to shout this from the rooftops as long as we can, General. Back to you, General.
Well, I think the Catholic Church, my parents were hardcore Catholics, Christians. They believed in family order, excellence in whatever you do. Again, I think Christians have to put their doctrinal differences aside and stick together, because in Canada, you have Catholic churches are flying the rainbow color of Sodom. People are taking their children out of school. Canada is a home school, so you can do this in Canada. I'm not sure about the United States, but parents have to go to school boards and say, enough. We've had enough of gender ideology being taught in schools, enough of cultural Marxism, enough of cultural race theory. Speak the truth. And what's happened is the Frankfurt School of Marxism, they've destroyed, as far as they've destroyed Western educational system. Political science history is under assault. And again, another saying, a person that knows very little, that has no, if he has an incomplete reading list, critical books, if he's never read the Bible, the New Testament, the Old Testament, he's not only a hostage of others, he's a hostage of himself. So we have to inform people. We have to witness the truth, no matter what the... for example, we have, as I said, Boko Haram, and the Islamic Jihad is moved to the African continent. And so... We have to defend ourselves from the external Indian threat.
Hey, General, we have to go to a quick break. As a matter of fact, it's going to be a longer. People, please hold on. This has been one of the greatest shows we've had in a while. We've been looking forward to the General for so long. Now you know why we have my excellent little co-host on helping me ram out this show. Be right back. Stay on. Hold on. We're going to transition to the second hour. It's going to be a little bit longer break than usual. So we'll be right back, people.